To connect with the program anytime, visit us online at rmworldtravel.com. Welcome back to your RM World Travel Connection.
Welcome back to the show. This portion of the program is sponsored by another new show partner called cleanpods.com/carry. Clean Pods invites you to stop wasting money on cleaning supplies for your windows and glass, bathroom, kitchens, and floor. Instead, they offer products you're sure to love with their smarter, clean, and sustainable philosophy. Clean Pods offers a safer combination that works just as effectively as anything you're currently using to clean, but without the harsh chemicals that can be harmful to us, our families, our co-workers, even our pets. This American-based company has developed a water-soluble pod system that almost eliminates single-use plastics entirely, and it'll save you money. You simply drop a small pod of solution into a bottle. It's a large plastic bottle they provide. You add water, and you're all set. So you'll be saving money while now getting all your cleaning supplies in a concentrated water-soluble pod. It's a win-win that we can all get behind, and that's why they say you bring the water and cleanpods.com/carry brings the clean. To help you give these WizKids Clean Pods products a try in your home or office, listeners of our show will save 10% on all bundles to cover your glass cleaning, multi-service cleaning, bathroom cleaning, floor cleaning, even offer a urine blast for eliminating pet stains and odors from carpets, furniture, bedding, and more. So check them out at cleanpods.com/carry. Save yourself 10%. You'll also find a link at rmworldtravel.com by looking under sponsors as usual. Now, let me say this up front. I have never been a runner. I tried it when I was younger and just never, a couple times, never captured my interest. But I am interested in people who run, especially long distances that seem unfathomable to me. So I'm pleased to say that for our Right Stuff segment today, our guest is a long-distance runner and writer. And when I say long distance, I mean like 3,500 miles from Paris to Istanbul, that not coincidentally is the route of the famous Orient Express. His name is Gavin Boitner, and he joins me today from London. Gavin's book for the Right Stuff is titled Running the Orient, subtitle Adventure and Discovery on an Epic 2,300-Mile Ultra Run Across Europe. Gavin, welcome to the show, and I have to ask you the one-word question I'm sure you've heard before, during your run, and 100 times after. Why? Why?
Yes, I do get asked that a lot. I love travel, obviously, and I love running, and it seemed a great idea to combine the two. But I would say that the idea for this particular run did come from my then-girlfriend, Aradna, who was with me when I was waiting in a book signing by the great Dean Karnazes, whom you may have heard of.
A famous runner. That's all I know. Is he a long-distance runner?
Yeah. Oh, he runs, and he makes me seem like I'm just going for a walk to the corner shop. So, this guy's a bit of a legend. So I was waiting to get a book of his signed at a reading. And by the time I got to the front, Aradna was meanwhile thinking about if he was to support me on a big adventure, which I'd been talking about, what would it be? So she obviously wanted to go somewhere that was, full of history and wonderful cities and that sort of thing. She was not for the Pacific Crest Trail or the Appalachian Way or anything like that. So by the time I came back from getting my book signed and meeting Dean, she had the idea of running across Europe. And of course I thought, how is that possible? And she said, it's not that far, and you don't have to follow, you don't have to go from the far left, southern western tip of Spain up to the far reaches, wherever. You can just follow the Orient Express, which is why the book's called Running the Orient. So we follow the 1880s from Paris to Istanbul.
Well,
I love running. I love adventure. So that's really it,
So when I first saw the title of your book before I read it, I thought, really, Orient Express. Okay, so he's going to just run alongside the tracks all the way. That's not what you did, to put it mildly. All right, let's talk about logistics. Aradna, your girlfriend, comes up with this great idea, and for inexplicable reasons, for me, agreed to follow you with a van or accompany you with a van that you both lived in most nights. Now, is this a van you just bought for this run, you outfitted? How did that happen? Briefly.
Well, it turned out that my sister happened to have an 8-seater people carrier type vehicle, which some people do use for short trips, but it wasn't equipped for a big epic journey. But she wanted a very quick sale. The price was good. She's my sister, so I could trust her. So I said yes. And I realized that there was so many YouTube videos online where people convert vans themselves. So I thought, well, I could do that, you know, having no previous DIY experience. So between us, we did the plumbing, we did the electrics. We sort of built a van from odds and sods of wood that we got from our local, you know, outfitters, and worked on it in her parents' garage during the winter. And we sort of created a livable environment, or so we thought.
Well, and you called her Roxy, this particular van.
Yeah.
All right.
Yes.
First I want to tell our listeners, I'm going to keep our guests through the commercial break for another segment. We're going to talk about the actual run, but I just want to tease it a bit. He had to run over the Alps and the Carpathian Mountains. Now, it's one thing to do that if you're riding aboard the Orient Express. It's another to do it as a runner. First of all, spoiler alert, you made it, didn't you?
I did, 112 days after setting out, with a lot of adventures along the way.
And you at the time were what, 49 or 50?
Yeah, I was, 48, I think, yeah. So I was definitely getting to that point where, you know, you naturally begin to slow down a little bit. And I just thought, no, I refuse. I want to keep fit. I want to see new places. And I want to keep having adventures.
And in fact, you did get fit and you did not have any major injuries.
No, because I have previously run the length of Britain, but on that occasion I tried to run a marathon every day, and I got lots of injuries. On this one, I dropped it down to 20-odd miles, maybe 21, 22 miles. And that seemed to be what my body can cope with when it's spread out over a whole day, every day, and it just sort of adapts.
All right, we're going to take a break, and we'll be right back with Gavin Boyter, B-O-Y-T-E-R, by the way, if you're looking him up. The book is called Running the Orient. You can find more details at GavinBoyter.com. We'll be right back.
The world of travel never stops, and you can always find us 24/7 at RMWorldTravel.com. Stay tuned. We're back after these messages.
Get out the map. Get out the map and lay your finger.
To participate in the program, log on anytime to rmworldtravel.com. Once again, this is your RM World Travel Connection.
Welcome back as we return for the D Block. This portion of the program is sponsored by LearCarry.com. Now that we may be in a recession, what are you going to do to get through it? Remember the last time recession happened and what happened to your retirement? Well, none of us can afford to let that happen again. So join us and get an edge from LearCarry.com. By the way, Lear is L-E-A-R, Carry is C-A-R-E-Y, LearCarry.com. The team at Lear Capital has asked us to share how investing in precious metals can be an excellent strategy to help combat a recession. That's because smart investors buy gold and precious metals as a hedge during a recession. As the worse things get, the more your gold could be worth. Talk with our team about owning precious metals for your savings and retirement accounts. And to make this extra important right now and extra special, you'll receive up to $10,000 in free bonus coins based on the value of the gold coins you purchase. So visit LearCarry.com for more information or find a link at RMWorldTravel.com by looking under sponsors. We are in the middle of a conversation with the author for our Right Stuff segment named Gavin Boyter. We reach him in London today. A couple years ago, he ran 23 miles following basically the itinerary of the Orient Express from Paris to Istanbul. He was accompanied by his girlfriend, and they had a van named Roxy. And we just talked about how he got into running and outfitting the van. So let's talk about the run. You said you were going to do maybe 20, 21 miles a day, and you pretty much did. What surprised you physically about doing it that sensibly?
It was surprising. I got no injuries whatsoever. Obviously, it was a lot of fatigue, and I would generally sweat at the end of the day. But then I found that 2 hours after lunch, or 2.5 hours after lunch, once I'd had the biggest amount of food and calories I could take on, I would get a second wind. And sometimes the best part of the day was around about 4 or 5 in the afternoon.
Okay, but let's talk about the Alps and the Carpathian Mountains. You couldn't do 20 miles climbing those things, could you, in a day?
Yes, slowly. But, I mean, there were some days, obviously, that were necessarily slower than others. And I didn't go right over the top of all the Alps. But I did climb one or two of them just for fun. But mostly I kind of skirted through the foothills, through Germany and Austria, and then sort of a bit back down. But the Carpathians, I had no choice. I had to go over them.
What interested me was the number of barriers you found on your route. You would, you know, come upon the route you think you're going to take, and it'd be a four-lane superhighway with roaring trucks and very little apron on the side or any place to run. Or you'd follow something and the road would end and you'd be in a thicket of brambles and of prickly bushes and you couldn't go any further. Were you relying on a GPS you were holding in your hand while running?
Mostly I was relying on Google Maps, and astonishingly my phone did deliver a good signal, reliable signal almost everywhere. But yes, I did have a GPS tracker, a Garmin device, so if I ever got into trouble, as long as I could get a line of sight to a satellite, I could send an email, a message to Aradhana to say, I'm safe, I'm on my way.
And she would follow you on roads, obviously, and meet you at certain places, and that had its moments as well. But okay, you were chased by wild boars. Wild boars can be very dangerous, Gavin. I don't know if you know that, or do you know now?
I didn't think about boars because I was too busy worrying about bears. Really, unfortunately, I didn't find any bear. I didn't encounter any bears, but yeah, I'd lost the trail in Romania, in Bulgaria. Sorry, I'd sort of lost this road that hadn't been a road for about 60-odd years. Finally managed to find the trail again, and I just heard this strange, almost like a rumbling of hooves and a sort of snorting sound. And ooh. I looked through the hedgerow to my left, and there were some massive, great, vast animals. And I thought, what on earth are they? Fortunately, they were going a different direction from me, and they didn't seem to care. And there was about seven of them.
Well, you encountered wild dogs in Romania. Your van Roxy broke down. It took 3 days to fix. And then you, while running, happened to run just as the Turkish President Erdogan was being reelected. Fortunately, he was, because made the Turkish soldiers who told you were on a military base and apprehended you happy that their guy won. And you slipped out of that. Now, you had a ring made to be engaged, and I know you didn't want to end on a happy note, and we're not. But you had an engagement ring made before you went, because when you got Istanbul, you were going to propose to your fiance, or your girlfriend, excuse me. She accepted, but you wound up not getting married, but you're still good friends. So we are sort of ending on a happy note, aren't we?
Yeah. I mean, yeah, she's still very supportive. We're still great friends, and both of us had an incredible experience, which we'll never forget. That's for sure.
There is no question about that. In case you do forget, you've got a book to read. Gavin Boitner is our Right Stuff guest. He is the author of Running the Orient. The subtitle is Adventure and Discovery on an Epic 2,300-Mile Ultra Run Across Europe. It's called Orient, Running the Orient because he followed the trail of the Orient Express. Gavin, thanks so much for joining us. If you're a runner, you're going to want to read this book. We'll be right back.
Join the Travel Trio by accessing the show anytime, anywhere at rmworldtravel.com. We'll be right back.